The title of this article is The Alzheimer's Prevention Cover-Up. Why natural solutions are being ignored? The subtitle is Despite billions wasted on ineffective Alzheimer's drugs, powerful natural solutions like B vitamins and omega-3s are being silenced. Every 3 seconds, someone in the world is diagnosed with dementia. Some estimate that Alzheimer's is really the third leading cause of death in the U.S. Behind each diagnosis is a real persona mother forgetting her child's name, a husband no longer recognizing his wife, a once vibrant soul fading into a mist of confusion and fear. And despite over $40 billion, billions spent in the quest for a pharmaceutical cure, millions of people are still waiting for real hope. The crime is that there is hope. Natural medicines have shown an incredible promise in helping to prevent Alzheimer's, but Big Pharma and the government keep us from learning about them. While pharmaceutical companies continue to roll out new Alzheimer's drugs with great fanfare, the results have been profoundly underwhelming. Anti-amyloid antibody AAA drugs, designed to remove the telltale plaques from the brain, have failed to deliver meaningful cognitive improvements. That's probably because the amyloid cascade hypothesis that has driven the development of AAA drugs provides an inadequate explanation of the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. Since 2003, 98% of Alzheimer's drug trials have failed. Lecanemab, the latest claimed breakthrough, improves clinical scores by mere fractions less than half of 1 point. Its predecessor, aducanumab, was so controversial, but the FDA approved it against the advice of its own advisory panel. The truth about genetic risk and why it's not your destiny. Many people believe Alzheimer's is genetic and therefore inevitable. This fatalism is likely keeping countless individuals from taking proactive steps. But science tells a different story. Less than 1% of Alzheimer's cases stem from inherited gene mutations. Ovun des woodlud pskusird bupa a fa jun only modusla onkrusas ruskat fa from sils u foot. Emerging research in epigenetics shows that gene expression is not fixed. Environmental, dietary, and lifestyle changes like improved diet, regular exercise, quality sleep, and targeted supplements can dial Alzheimer's risk genes up or down. Millions could already be slowing or preventing cognitive decline, but they're not being told how. Provlent pun, thra notrut pun. A PAF-ignored British nutritionist and ANH friend, Patrick Holford, and his nonprofit Food for the Brain Foundation have been advocating for a science-backed, nutrition-first approach that conventional Dao medicine has largely overlooked. The omfasus that Rusach shoes, that a kombonutpun of hudusbu vutompnens and omugutru duchokan rudisobrun shrinkuj bo opte suvuntu thurpquasunt. Compare that to just 2% for the best-performing AAA drugs. A recent meta-analysis of 14 studies published in the British Journal of Nutrition confirmed that adults age 60-70 who supplemented with B vitamins and omega-3s experienced CAF. Sugnofukuntlu las cognutov duklin dundas ha dudnut. Another recent study found that a low-glycemic, Mediterranean-style diet paired with targeted supplements including B vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin K2, omega-3 DHA, quercetin, and resveratrol may significantly reduce Alzheimer's risk even in those deemed genetically predisposed. One of the key biomarkers in Alzheimer's prevention is homocysteine, an amino acid that induces brain inflammation, damages neurons when elevated. High homocysteine is strongly linked to cognitive decline and brain atrophy, yet it can be lowered effectively with targeted B vitamin supplementation. Studies across Europe and Asia consistently show that correcting B vitamin and omega-3 deficiencies improves memory and slows progression, especially in the early stages of decline. An important caveat: if someone is experiencing cognitive decline, and it is not associated with raised homocysteine levels, the B vitamin / omega-3 protocol will not yield the benefits described above, but it's estimated that about half of Alzheimer's cases are preventable by lowering homocysteine levels. Alzheimer's is a whole-body disease and It means a whole-body solution. Alzheimer's is not just a brain problem. It's increasingly viewed as a metabolic disorder, sometimes called type 3 diabetes. It involves insulin resistance, chronic inflammation, oxidative stress, mitochondrial dysfunction, and poor methylation. Tackling a disease this complex with a single target drug is like trying to plug one hole in a sinking ship riddled with leaks. D-U-K-T-H. Dual brudu soon, u, ludum vus, un, ultumkes, provunt pun, p tates ut plen lu, p may jpn havum u rough with thudi sucks halls on ut. And u drug peche one hall vori wall, u stool have thudi fove ovalux. His personalized, multi-therapeutic approach includes a combination of dietary changes, sleep optimization, hormone balance, supplementation, exercise, stress reduction, and more. Unruwold kusus, some putuns have ovun ruvusud lu cognitive duklun and rutunudti numal funkit pun. Cronyism blocks real prevention. Millions of cases of Alzheimer's and dementia could be prevented with a simple, safe, and inexpensive intervention like B vitamins and omega-3 fatty acids. This question ramoons. Wa as no one takum about this? This all circles back to issues we've raised for decades here at ANH. The medical establishment's business model is predicated on treating sick people with expensive drugs, not preventing disease with inexpensive, non-patentable natural medicines. The government puts its thumb on the scale of the drug companies by censoring science-backed claims about the benefits of natural products for disease prevention. ANH initiative to prevent Alzheimer's, we're working to turn the tide. We're preparing a legal petition to dramatically open the marketplace to truthful speech about the benefits of nutrients for health. Companies are supposed to be able to use authoritative statements from government sources to make health claims on their products. For example, if the NIH said that studies have found B vitamins can lower Alzheimer's risk and help prevent cognitive decline, companies selling B vitamins could make those statements. But the FDA has, in practice, blocked companies from doing this, muzzling free speech, preventing innovation, and depriving consumers of crucial health information. Stay tuned for more details on this exciting legal initiative.